وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and human beings. And one of the great sources to know about Islamic viewpoints and perspectives on humanity is by studying and analyzing the great examples of humanity according to Islamic ideology, which is at the top of all the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then following those who followed the footsteps of the Prophet, the pure progeny of his household. And one of the good sources to study this thing, the lifestyle of great leaders of Islam, is the book titled 250-Year-Old Person by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. In the previous episode, we covered the book up until the middle of the first chapter. The first chapter is for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we said that one of the steps, main steps that the Prophet took in his mission was to establish and create a community. And we said that some of the elements needed for a prosperous Islamic community was faith, and then it was the sense of justice and equality. And the third is knowledge. Knowledge is very important in the total Islamic teachings. The emphasis on knowledge, like in Quran and in Hadith, in the prophetic narrations, you can have your research on, is unmatched in different religions of that time. And the reason for that is that if the members of your society are following something based on awareness, it makes a great deal of difference than people who are blindly follow something. According to the verses of Holy Quran, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. This is my path, I invite to God based on insight, عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, full understanding of something. So this is why the Prophet emphasized on learning a lot. And it started from learning the alphabet for early Muslims, later on learning about the teachings of Islam, learning about circumstances of life, everything. So knowledge is what makes the members of a society active members. They can decide for their own. They have proper awareness that would enable them to make the best choices possible in different situations. If they are blindly doing something, they cannot discern what is good for them or bad for them in different situations. They can know one; they can only know one situation and just follow it. But if they have the knowledge, they can make the best possible choices in different situations. So that is the third element, which is knowledge. The fourth one is the sense of brotherhood and fraternity. So in that society, in the society of Medina, among the people, we are not talking about munafiqun, hypocrites, among the real members of the Muslim society, you see that they have a sense of cooperation that is completely different than what we are used to. For example, Ashab al-Suffa, some of the migrants from Mecca who had difficult times and they did not have any position, anything in Medina, and they were not only welcomed by their brothers in Medina. There are some stories that sometimes the Prophet would see some of the Medina people just like walking in the alley, and he asked them, why are you here? He said that because I had one home and I gave it to this brother that was migrating from Mecca. So you see this sacrifice, this level of feeling togetherness is unmatched, and through that element they could establish the nation that was significant in history. So we go for a break and we come back to continue the discussion.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه صلي على محمد صلوا عليه يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We said that the fourth element for having a prosperous society is fraternity, the sense of fraternity and brotherhood. And in different periods of history, whenever Muslims have this feeling, you can make sure that they, inshallah, are going to get there. Otherwise, if there are pessimistic ideas or viewpoints, and then the trust issues, sometimes, unfortunately, that would lead to problems. The fifth element is the good level of akhlaq or ethical virtues. And that is the result of tazkiyah, purification. You would see that these people, for example, in one of the battles that some Muslims, some of them were injured and they were just getting close to martyrdom, and there was only one cup of water, for example, or a bowl of water. So none of them would drink from it and they would pass it to the next one. You see, this is a very great desire for the great thirst that a person has at that moment, injured. But then they would make that sacrifice because they had learned how to control their carnal desire. I mean, even if they had drank from it, it was not a sin. But they have been elevated in manners and in politeness and in ethical virtues, that they would respect the other person more than themselves. So it is what matters as the sixth element of society or community, that members of the society should have good akhlaq and ethical virtues. The other element is being a strong, independent, and sovereign. A Muslim nation is not a slave to other nations. This is very important. At the same time that Muslim nations does not do injustice to other nations, they do not accept humiliation and subjugation. So this is izzah, the concept of being respected, to have self-respect, and at the same time does not inflict pain on others. Do not accept humiliation and do not humiliate others. This is called Izzah in Quran. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ. Izzah is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِرَسُولِ, and for the Prophet, and وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So this is a sign of a good Islamic society, and it stems from individual level Izzah. If individual members of society, they have self-respect, then that will show itself in the collective Izzah, in the collective sovereignty, collective determination, and in collective independence. But if at the individual level people do not have izzah, people always have some sort of inferiority complex, that will show itself at the level and a scale of society, unfortunately, which is not Islamic. And the last element is the love for work and labor, which is very important. Muslim society, Islamic community, should always be working and trying to make a better future for itself. And inshallah, in the next episode, we're going to talk about this element, and we learn how in the first days of Islam, Muslim community was a community that had this element in itself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.